The town of Normal is taking steps toward filling what some call the hole in the ground in Uptown. $2.8 million of a $10 million bond package approved last night will serve as Normal's contribution to the future building located across the street from Uptown Station and behind the Hyatt Place Hotel. The bonds also contribute toward the new fire station headquarters located between Dale and Osage on Main. In the studio to talk about the town's borrowing is Mayor Chris Koos. Thanks for stopping by, Chris.
Glad to be here.
You can ask your question about town debt, Uptown Normal, fire stations, the possible TIF district for the Mitsubishi area by calling 309-438-8910. $2.8 million going toward another building in Uptown. This is borrowed money. Can you talk about the return you get on that kind of investment in Uptown Normal?
Well, as with a lot of projects in the Uptown, we look at various sources of funding for these what I'd call gaps in terms of development costs. And those dollars will come from the project itself in higher property tax values, and that's how we fund those projects.
So this $2.8 million paying that off is going to come from the return you get from investing in Uptown.
That's exactly right.
Tell me about the building, and is the town contributing anything in particular or just general construction costs?
It's a general contribution at this point. We know that there's going to be rental residential, non-student-oriented, and ground floor retail, likely a restaurant. We don't know what kind of restaurant yet, but because we have some skin in the game, as they say, we certainly have a voice in what that might be.
Construction should begin this spring. When do you expect a completed building?
That's probably a 12 to 14 month build out, I would think.
So this must be sort of satisfying to see progress on this. This was one of the first pieces of the Uptown puzzle that got delayed because of the 2008
right.
financial crisis, and you've sort of come back to that now.
Yeah, it's good to see that project. It was a very difficult project to do. The residential piece, mostly because the financial market said there's no comparable in the market for the type of housing that's being developed there. And so that made the project riskier in their eyes. So it was hard to get financing for that project. The developers struggled with that for quite a long time. But having said that, you know, coming out of the recession and that, we have two other development sites on the circle, and all of a sudden we're starting to get activity. People are interested in that. They're looking at it. And we've got multiple parties looking at those sites and actively looking.
The two other sites along the circle, are we talking about the northwest and sort of northeast corners of the circle?
Correct.
Along Constitution Boulevard?
Correct.
And how serious are these inquiries?
Well, you know, until we sign a redevelopment agreement, nothing serious. But, I mean, it's not like they're just casually looking. There's discussion going on.
That's Mayor Chris Koos in the studio talking about some of what happened at last night's town council meeting. You can get in on this conversation by calling 309-438-8910. A big chunk of the money is going toward a new fire station headquarters. What share goes to the fire station, and how is the rest of the $10 million that the town is borrowing being divvied up?
So $4 million is for the fire station, and $2.8 million is for the Uptown project. The balance of those dollars can be go to a myriad of projects that we have, some capital projects, some annual capital projects, street resurfacing, if you will, concrete street repair. Staff has prepared a list of things that they see on the horizon that we could use those dollars for. And normally we wouldn't bond for that, but the borrowing rates are so incredibly low.
I think Mark Peterson was quoted on our air this morning as saying it's practically free money.
Well, it is practically free money. And our financial advisor for Measure Financial said, you know, if you've got something you want to do, the rates are historically low and you might as well do it.
Is some of this borrowing only possible because of the town's financial position, achieved in part by your predecessor, Mayor Carriker, and his pay-as-you-go philosophy?
Well, I think, you know, Mayor Carriker's pay-as-you-go philosophy certainly gave us the ground to have capacity for borrowing to do the things that we did. But frankly, no, I don't think it makes a difference.
And pay-as-you-go can't, you can't accomplish something like Uptown with a pay-as-you-go philosophy, can you? I mean, you actually have to borrow, leverage funds, enter into public-private partnerships, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and Mayor Carriker realized that. I mean, he initially bristled at the idea of doing a TIF district and doing some bonding, but when he realized what an opportunity lay there, he changed his tune, which, to his credit, showed some vision and leadership.
This additional $10 million in bonds approved last night puts the town's indebtedness at $95.5 million. Is there a benchmark or a percentage based on tax revenue, perhaps, of what a municipality's debt should be or shouldn't be? Is there a line there that you're working with?
There's probably 50 lines there, Mike, and it really depends on a lot of variables there. Some people say that a community should have no capacity for debt. Other people would set that bar quite a bit higher and say. So I think it you have to look at the total picture. What's the project? What are the funding streams that finance the repayment of those bonds? What's the risk of those projects? So I think you have to balance all of that when you take a look at
and the interest rate that you're borrowing,
right? And the interest rate,
which is,
exactly,
as you said, historically low.
And so, you know, all those pieces go into your decision in terms of what a community's capacity might be.
Chris Koos is the mayor of Normal. Next week, you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.